Dragonfly Marsh. Even underneath, it's pretty neat.
Well, there's a wide variety of critters that live on the bottom, in the mud, on the plant life, on the stems and the leaves that are in the water. They're on the low end of the food chain. They are the important food of things like frogs and salamanders and fish.
In the wild outdoors, we bump into things all the time. Big rocks, big trees, big words, like this one, benthic community. According to Salado biologist John Baggerman, those are the little creepy crawly things you never really think about, unless you're barefoot.
Many of them are worms. Many of them are larvae of insects. There's spiders. There's just lots and lots of these little things, so tiny and or so transparent that you can't see. So it's quite a wide range, from single cell up to 2 or 3 inches long.
The benthic community is more than fish food. It's a biomonitoring tool, sort of a CSI of stream science. These little organisms each react differently to problems within the environment. So, by seeing what's there and what isn't, we see a snapshot of the health of that ecosystem and what we may need to do to improve it. Lower life forms are part of Mother Nature's meal plan for larger wildlife.
A new body of water collects these things as if by magic. They're brought by birds. Insects that lay their eggs in the water or near the water will find that patch of water. Turtles and birds like kingfishers and herons, and they just wouldn't be here in as large numbers and as great variety if we didn't have this for their food.
Here is a marsh. Here, the interconnectedness of nature is on display. You might have to squint, but look closely. In the water, on the water, on the plant life, in the air, you'll see a large and complex system on a very small scale.